You are listening to the Who Cares News for Monday, October 28th, 2019. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, go 49ers.
Yeah.
Woo-woo. Ooh,
man, we're on fire.
On fire.
Today is National Chocolate Day.
Oh, bless my soul. Yes, it is.
Nobody doesn't like chocolate.
Wasn't that an
advertising slogan?
Oh, I think so.
Something like that.
I've met a few people, in my 54 years.
Uh-huh.
There's only been a few.
Uh-huh.
I could count them on one hand.
Uh-huh.
That don't like chocolate.
They should be strung up.
Weirdos.
Something wrong with them. All right, some fascinating facts about chocolate.
All right, let her rip.
The poop emoji has forever ruined the idea of putting eyes on Hershey's Kisses. Has it not?
It sure has.
Yeah, that's bad. 70% of cocoa beans come from West Africa. So it's surprising we haven't invaded them yet, right?
Yes, that's true.
Chocolate pairs well with a rich Merlot.
Yes, it does.
It also pairs well with clinical depression.
Sure, and PMS. Yeah, premenstrual syndrome.
Premenstrual syndrome? Is that what you said?
Uh-huh.
Menstrual. Dark chocolate may improve the function of the brain. Also, Kanye West has never had dark chocolate, apparently.
Evidently not. Get that man some 70% cacao.
There you go. Probably the most interesting fact that I find is the group of people who love chocolate the most are dentists.
Oh, yes. You think they would give it in their little treasure chest at the end of their playmate.
Eat more because, you know, it just keeps the business going. All right, National Chocolate Day. Enjoy. Enjoy your chocolate.
And you better have some in your trick-or-treat bucket.
Yeah, no kidding, because you're going to get egged.
That's right.
All right, it's time for the Who Cares News. What's happening today?
Well, Tiger Woods must be not only getting the sex again, but he must be getting plenty of it.
Why is
bada that? Bing, bada boom, Tiger Woods.
What's up with Tiger?
Bomb, chicka, wow, wow. Because he won a record-tying 82nd PGA tournament in Japan over the weekend.
Oh, and as we've said before, we claim that Tiger only wins when he's getting the sex.
Yes.
Because when he went through that dry spell of sex rehab.
He was a pitiful mess.
Horrible on the golf course.
He wasn't swinging at all.
Claimed it on a bad back. If I had a dollar, right? For every time.
Well, he's not getting as much therapy, but actually, Tiger and some of the other golfers were stuck in a Domino's Pizza on Friday when the tournament was rained out.
Oh,
they had gone to see Joker.
Yeah,
and they wound up not being able to get back to their hotels due to the torrential rains.
Ah.
So for 90 minutes, they were holed up at a Domino's. With no seats or tables to get in and out of the weather.
Pizza all around. And Domino's is not a sit-in restaurant.
No.
No.
It's a pickup. So
it's a
there's
pick
no
up
chairs.
Or this is where you carry out. Carry out, pick up, boom. It's like any of these cheapy pizza restaurants now.
They can sit on the floor. It won't hurt them.
They weren't getting what?
So anyway. No seats, no tables, blah, blah, blah. Eating a lot of pizza. And they're going to be like, you know, having a pizza hangover for the next day.
Which probably isn't good on the golf course.
No, gets him the food sweats. Tiger Tiger ties Sam Snead's record for 82 career PGA wins.
So he's the guy now.
Yeah.
Tiger's the man for sure.
That's
for
why.
Real.
That's
for
why
reals.
We're saying he's not only getting the sex, but tons of it.
Apparently. So Sam Snead was the previous record holder, which means he's better. He's won more than Jack Nicklaus. He's. One more than
Arnold Palmer
and all those dudes.
Yep.
Okay. Sam Snead, when did he golf? He golfed in the 60s,
or
the 50s?
Well, Sam Snead's final win was in 1965.
Wow, it's been a long time. That record's held up.
And he was paid?
How much?
Somewhere like $11,000.
That's it? Mm-hmm. That's all? So how much was Tiger? How much did Tiger win?
$1.7 million.
For this weekend. Wow, not a bad weekend. He should pay for pizza all around. Pizza's on me, guys. Pizza's on me.
Well, even with inflation, I don't think that.
Oh, 11,000 is not even close. Yeah. And of course, the PGA didn't have all these big sponsors.
Yeah.
You know, all that stuff back in those days. So, well, good for Tiger that he's getting the sex. Good for Tiger that he won another PGA tournament.
Oh, sure.
And now he's still around to maybe, perhaps, break and set that record.
Obviously, his back's much better.
Well, yeah, because he's been laying on it a lot.
Maybe. Maybe he's doing maybe. Some of the work.
Maybe he is. I doubt it.
Keeping toned. You know who's not at a Domino's in the rain?
Who?
Felicity Huffman.
Oh, no, really?
She's home and dry after being released a full three days early.
Are you kidding me? I told you she'd get off.
I know.
Yeah. Wow.
So she started 11 out of 14 days.
Wow.
In case we forget it, the college admissions scandal.
Right.
So she was released on Friday after the Who Cares news. Thanks, Felicity.
Yeah, thanks, Felicity. You couldn't have done it like Thursday night, so we could have talked about it. Right. Well, we're talking about it today. So there
I know.
Yeah. I'm sure we had better things to talk about on Friday.
We probably have better things to talk about today.
Nah.
Anyway, obviously for good behavior, we think.
Yeah, we
because
think.
She was probably a model prisoner.
Oh, sure.
But she had to pay $30,000 as part of her sentence.
So what? That's nothing.
Oh, whatever.
Chump change. Yeah.
But she shaved through those days, and she's now relaxing at home with her remote control and her own couch and her own toilet, which is always important.
And her own Netflix, which is interesting because, you know, that's about as vicariously as she's going to be able to live now as an actress is through Netflix. She's not probably going to get much work, although she might. I mean, there's hope.
She'll be live back in the glory days and just watch a lot of Desperate Housewives.
There you go. I don't think she's she can watch herself on TV.
And so that loud, repetitive booming you heard a few nights ago, over and over, repetitive.
Yeah, what was that?
That was Lori Loughlin kicking herself over and over again.
I told you, Massimo, we should have pled guilty.
He might be saying, I told you.
I don't know. They got the wrong legal advice. They should have gone to Jacoby and Myers.
They should
they
have.
They could have gotten them $1 million. All right.
There's a football player in the NFL. His name is Jacoby Meyer or Jacoby Myers.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at that thinking, why does that sound familiar?
You know who's not kicking herself? Halle Berry.
She's just kicking it.
She's just kicking it. All right, with that, we're out of here. Back tomorrow with more frivolities. Have a good day, and
that's all the news you can care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.